Hello, and welcome back to the Commerce Collective podcast brought to you by Flywheel. It's March 2024, and we are live at Shop Talk in Las Vegas. It is beautiful and sunny, and it's not quite as hot as it was last year, so I consider that a win. But we are here bringing you three live recordings of the podcast called our Shop Talk Sessions again, featuring our partners as special guests covering a variety of topics in the world of digital commerce. In this episode, I get to talk to Alice Long, Director of Market Planning and Strategy at Instacart, and we're about to cover how Instacart's technology empowers retailers to embrace retail media and open up the door for growth to grocery advertisers. Without further ado, let's get into this conversation.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alice Long, a leader of market strategy and planning team here at Instacart, specifically for our e-commerce practice. And so our team is responsible for shaping enterprise offerings that our retail partners uses for their own channels. So think building website and retail media solutions for retailers.com strategies. And I've been with Instacart for four very action-packed years.
For sure. So much has happened with Instacart in 4 years. I can imagine it's like just the best journey to be on.
Oh, for sure. Every day is something new, never a dull day, for sure.
Perfect. Okay, so today we are going to talk about how Instacart is empowering grocery retailers to build up those e-commerce capabilities with an emphasis on retail media networks, because a lot of our audience on the podcast has to do with advertisers, and then how these capabilities then provide those opportunities for advertisers looking to grow across the U.S. grocery landscape. And so to first start off, I'm going to have you give me like an overview of some of the tech solutions that Instacart can provide retailers. And I already mentioned that it's because most of our audience ties back to advertisers, but an overview of those tech solutions.
Yeah. So let me just start off with a really quick history lesson. So Instacart began first as a consumer marketplace where families are able to place an order for same day delivery with now over 1500 retailers. And because of this work, we were, and we still are, very fortunate to deeply understand consumer behavior when it comes to online grocery. And so this specialization in e-commerce, specifically in grocery, actually allowed us to create very effective advertising tools for our brand partners to use on Instacart app. And so really we took this, all these learnings from the marketplace, and extended into B2B solutions. So now when you look at our Instacart platform offerings to retailers, we do everything from e-commerce to fulfillment to advertising to connected stores or in-store capabilities, as well as insights.
Amazing.
In terms of just maybe to tag that on, over the years, we made a lot of investments to make it easy for brands to reach new customers and drive sales through advertising formats coupled with AI technology for targeting. And so all this innovation not only attracted brand partners or advertisers, which we're working with about 5,500 brand partners now, which is pretty crazy, but it also laid the groundwork for a deeper partnership with our retailers who are trying to drive their own digital transformation in the advertising space. And so this interest from our retail partners inspired us to launch Carrot Ads, which simplifies the process for retailers when it comes to developing and scaling their own retail media network business. And so that's really where we're at today and why we're so excited about the different capabilities we're able to offer for our retailers.com.
Perfect. And I'd love to dig deeper into retail media networks, of course. I'm curious, for grocers or retailers around the country, you know, or around North America, why partner with Instacart? Like, what differentiates Instacart in this space?
Love that question. So thank you so much for that. And so going back to the interest we were getting from our retail partners, it really inspired us to launch Carrot Ads. And again, this is really to simplify the process for retailers when it comes to developing and scaling their own retail media network businesses. And so when you go back to what distinguishes Instacart in the retail media network landscape for a grocer, a few thoughts here. First and foremost, it's proven advertising technology that's actually purpose-built for grocery. Why this is so important is because consumer behavior in grocery can be so nuanced. A grocer may see the same customer multiple times a week versus other industry verticals that may see their customers a few times a year. And so having tech that is designed for grocery is so critical. And we battle tested everything on Instacart app first before enabling it onto a retailer's site. The secondary thing that why Instacart stands out from our RMN offering for grocers is that we do support flexible sourcing models, and we allow access to Instacart ad network campaigns. And so let me take a step back. Traditionally, it would cost a lot of money for a retailer to start a retail media network. One of those costs would be advertising sales resources. With Carrot Ads, we support multiple sourcing models based on the grocer's needs. So We provide retailers with tooling to run their own source campaigns, but we could also supplement with Instacart source ads supported by our 300 plus brand partnerships team. So think of them almost like an extension to a grocery sales team. Many grocers that we partner with basically started with no ad selling resources, but we were able to get them over the cold start problem when it comes to RMN with our demand in day one. And then maybe just to round it out for the last standout part, and then I'd love to kind of hear your feedback, is omnichannel. It's so important for us as a company to meet the customer wherever they're shopping, which often means it's in the stores. And so we're so excited about our work with Caper Smart Carts, and we're even more excited to unlock in-store ad formats on these carts as part of an RMN offering. And so I really do think that's going to change the game when it comes to in-store advertising.
Incredible. I loved listening through all of that, and I had all of these follow-up questions in my head, so my feedback is that you answered all of them throughout that entire speech, and now I have to actually think. And so, no, it's amazing. And I think something like in our agency world, we don't necessarily think about, we do think about retailers, obviously, but a lot of times we're focused on those big giant ones. So it's really cool that Instacart is able and building out solutions for all grocers and like smaller ones. And there are so many smaller grocers across the US. And I'm totally not someone who needs to go to the grocery store multiple times a week because I can't remember things for the life of me. I am kind of curious if you could tell me a little bit more about Carrot Ads and like the different offerings across Carrot Ads.
Yeah. So as I mentioned, Carrot Ads is embedded within Instacart platform. So that's our suite of enterprise offerings that a retailer can leverage for their own properties. And what Carrot Ads really represents is a comprehensive suite of advertising capabilities designed for retailers to build their own networks. And essentially with Carrot Ads, you're enabling brands to meet their business objectives through ad formats integrated into a retailer site experience. So think sponsored products, display, shoppable display, shoppable video, all the good stuff there. And so when retailers leverage Carrot Ads, they're actually directly benefiting from our Instacart Ads industry-leading technology, our engineering expertise, and our deep data insights. So all in all, it's the exact same technology that our advertising partners already know and love on Instacart app, but now we're extending it to retailer.com. So it's proven.
Perfect. I'm curious, from the retailer perspective, do you find that the retailers that you're working with and the grocers that you're working with are excited to kind of dig into building out e-commerce capabilities across the board and specifically RMN capabilities as well? I'm kind of curious, is there any kind of drag in adoption or are people really excited?
People are generally super excited. There's a growing interest amongst grocers, big and small. I think that some of the larger grocers were able to be the first movers in the industry, but we're starting to see a lot of our regional grocers and, you know, specialty grocers starting to lean in here as well. And really the reason for this is because they're realizing the potential for additional revenue streams, and they're starting to engage with their customers a lot more when it comes to digital experiences. And so really what our goal of Carrot Ads is, we want to be able to support the retailer wherever they are at with their RMN journey. And so when we go to the regional grocers who may not have a business today, we really want to take away all the scary parts when it comes to developing a retail media network. So we think about, you know, what it takes for you to stand up a network, what are the costs associated with it? How do we make sure you get through the cold start problem? And so, yes, interest is very strong with grocers. And to your point, the rate of adoption can vary depending on resources. But again, the concerns that's coming from our partners is not about, should I have a retail media network? It's how do I go about doing this in a way that is I'm able to operate a healthy P&L to do so. But again, really that was our goal, is to make sure that we could actually allow them to access RMN strategies similar to the bigger retailers.
Got it. I'm curious, with the work that you do day to day and everything we've talked about so far, like what is your ideal future state? Let's say like 5 years from now.
I'm very passionate about creating technologies that actually level the playing grounds for all grocers. And so what we're so excited about is our partnerships with the regional grocers, as I mentioned, is how do we use technology to actually overcome some of the typical resource barriers that a grocer may face. A lot of grocers don't have tech teams. A lot of grocers don't have the resources to be able to, you know, install a deep advertising bench. And so that's really our vision here, is how do we ensure we provide flexible capabilities that our retailers can actually go ahead, use those, configure it based upon their strategies, and really making it easy for them to run their business.
Got it. I'm going to now flip us to the perspective of advertisers. And I'd love to hear kind of your take on approaching the grocery landscape as an advertiser, because obviously, as we've already kind of covered, there's a few giant national grocers, and there are also all of these tons of smaller, more regional, less technologically advanced kind of grocers that might actually be worth investing in as advertisers and brands looking to grow share across the US. So I'm just kind of curious, like, your take on how this all of this ties together.
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, the buzz around in-store media is so exciting because I really do believe it could really help to level the playing ground for regional grocers. And so this is one of the main reasons why I'm so excited about Caper carts and the advertising potential of the formats on these carts. Like, if you take a look at an online world, it's very challenging for a regional grocer to compete against the large nationals because of size, because of scale. However, when it comes to in-store activations, regional grocers actually really know their craft and, more importantly, their customer base. And so they spend a lot of time building differentiated experiences, whether it's their selection strategy, the curation of their in-store experience. And so you as a consumer can't help but want to keep coming back to their stores. And that customer engagement is highly valuable to the advertising community.
Amazing. Something that I recently moved from New York to Arkansas because I just like to beat bop around the country. But because of my job and the industry that we work in, something that always fascinates me is like my go-to grocery stores in New York sell totally different brands than the ones, well, it's mostly Walmart down in Arkansas because Arkansas, but it's totally different brands. And it's so interesting to think about how, as you were kind of saying, those nuances of regional shoppers and what you're used to in one store versus the next store. And you go and you're looking for specific brands and you're like, okay, they don't exist here. Now I have to pick new ones. And that like familiarity with things, it's all fascinating. And so I can see how, like, for brands and advertisers, getting it right and wanting to be able to measure everything is so important.
Absolutely. And it became a destination for you because they're carrying different lines. And so going back to really what our vision is from a technology is, so I talked a lot about leveling the playing ground for grocers of all sizes. I feel the same way about advertisers as well. So how do we allow the place for emerging brands to also compete with some of the national brands? So really, that's what our goal is from our technology stack.
Amazing. Okay, I think we can kind of head into any kind of key takeaways that you have from the conversation. We're keeping these ones nice and short and sweet, so that's lovely. But key takeaways that you want the audience to walk away with.
Yeah, so maybe what I'd love for the audience to know is really taking a look at the retail media network that you may be considering, because there's a lot out there in the grocery industry now, especially with the normalization after COVID. Consumers are starting to get a lot more engaged from a digital standpoint. So what I would love to leave with the audience here is think about the technology that you're using. So is it built for grocery? Is it incorporating all the different use cases and all the customer preferences when it comes to the weekly grocery shop? Well, secondary is we think a lot about scale, not only scale for the grocers, but scale for the advertisers. How can we leverage technology and our services like advertiser success programs to ensure that our advertisers and our grocers can scale with the business? And at the end of the day, I think the big headline here is retail media networks don't have to be scary. We're spending a lot of time with our grocers to stand theirs up. And I think that we're clearing up a lot of misconceptions when it comes to building RMN networks. And we're really excited about this.
Amazing. Thank you very much. And that wraps up this episode of our 2024 Shop Talk series. There are 3 total episodes for you to listen to. You must listen to all of them. Don't miss out. You don't want to miss out on any of them. 3 totally different topics from 3 totally different partners. So please go back and find them and listen to them. I've been your host, Emma Irwin. Thank you to Alice of Instacart, and I will see you next time.